Yeah, if you can just tell me a little bit again about what the amendment does.
Well, one of the things that we looked at very, very carefully was our statutes. And we really wanted to put the law on the side of the property owner. And so what we did, we added procedures in here that a utility is going to have to jump through if they want to even try to take your property through eminent domain. They can't threaten you with eminent domain. You can file a complaint. They can be fined. We're requiring them to notify you if they're going to step 1 foot on your property. The people have a right to know that these folks are there. I think the section concerning the 200% of offer, I think we're a little divided on, and I think you'll see a floor amendment come forward, but we wanted to make sure that people were being really compensated for their property, that, you know, they might have paid a certain amount a few years ago when property values were high, but now property values have fallen, and we want to make sure that their investment is protected. We also wanted to make sure that if somebody had rental properties, that their tenants were not going to be thrown out and have to be relocated someplace else at their own cost. So we're requiring that the utility pay for that, as well as somebody else. If this is your home and you have to relocate, they're going to have to pay you relocation costs. The provision about them not using your property within a particular period of time, that they have to offer it back to you at fair market value. So, and then of course the study committee to look at a different procedure for people to use when they have complaints about eminent domain. So again, what we tried to do is really try to put the law on the side of the property owner during the eminent domain, that whole procedure.
So 648 as passed by the House came over here, and it was passed with this amendment that you attached.
Correct. So what it does is it replaces 648. As it came from the House, that is now gone. This amendment has taken its place.
Okay, so the term that tripped up a lot of people also was system reliability. Where does that stand with this amendment?
It's gone. There's no reference to system liability. What I really think needs to happen is there needs to be a bill that will come into the legislature that will ask the legislature to specifically define what system liability is. This is where you're going to get a number of entities come in that are going to sit down and come up with a definition that everybody can agree upon.